Joined before today's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, a couple of tough losses on the road Friday nights. You just couldn't quite get over the hump, and then Saturday you played number 22 in the nation. Just kind of sum up the weekend for us.
Yeah, definitely feeling the Friday loss still. You know, not that wins get away from you on the road all the time. You can't just credit to Northern, but it just felt like we beat ourselves and just had opportunities to kind of step on it a little bit and get within three, and then they get back within eight, get within three, then let them go on a 15-0 run. So, we just have to take care of the basketball better in games like that, in every game really, but especially games where you're in control. It's a great basketball battle. And then, Saturday, you just kind of give credit to a really, really good team with, in my opinion, the best player in the league with Megan Hintz. She's just so stinking good. But they just did a good job of getting great position down low. And then when we would get a stop, it seemed like they got a rebound, loose ball rebound, and then we'd foul and put them to the free throw line. So that one was going to be tough no matter what, but I like how hard we fought. We were down 10-plus most of the game, and it would stretch out, and our girls acted like it was a 5-point game the whole time. They fought. So that's who we have to be, and I'm proud of that effort.
You mentioned Megan Hintz inside. I thought Rachel held her own against Megan, and that's pretty tall order for a freshman in what, her sixth or seventh game of the season, to go against possibly the player of the year and play as well as she did.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, it wasn't the easiest task to have for any of us, but she just battled. She kept going at her, and sometimes we don't give too much credit sometimes. To other teams, we just say, yep, they got a great post, go guard her. And so Rachel just thinks, I can guard her. She has no idea sometimes how good she's actually playing, because we don't, put people on too high of a pedestal. So, I'm proud of, the way Rachel comes in as a freshman and just goes and plays basketball.
Trinity Meyer led your team in scoring both nights. She also did a nice job from Friday to Saturday, cutting down her turnovers, as she liked to see. So kind of talk about her weekend play.
Yeah, she's just always going to be my go-to kid. She can go off the bounce. If she continues to get better at three-point shot, she's shooting at a nice percentage. So she's just so stinking good offensively. Visually, you can see that, her going off the bounce and getting by people all the time. But she's really good defensively, too. That's the thing, is she just, get out, contest, go off the bounce, and recover really quick with her feet. So I love that kid, and if we can, just slow her down once in a while and not, get in a hurry and kind of panic with those turnovers, I think that's going to be huge for her, because, she can have two or three a game, but that's it. And that's every kid, but really proud of how she came back Saturday and chopped those down. But I think the nicest thing is this whole week we watched quite a bit of film on ourselves to help with the vision of our team, so they can see what we saw that they didn't, obviously, live. And if you don't show them again, they're not going to learn from it. So put together some film so she could see things, and she had a phenomenal week of practice. I bet you had more assists than she could ever ask for, just being smart. So just teaching and expanding her game and skill set, I'm really excited about where she could go.
Not to single anyone out and point a finger and say this is the reason you lost, but Brooklyn Bachman's offense, when is it going to get going? She just doesn't seem to be able to put the points up on the board like she was in the past.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely not singling her out, because it's not like she's killing her offense or anything, but we certainly could use her scoring more. I think it's just a kid that's too tough on herself sometimes. She's in the gym multiple times a week outside of practice with my assistants, getting more shots up. In practice, she has no worries in the world. She blows by people. It's doing a nice job. He just attacks and scores it. So I think sometimes it's just a mental game for her to want to score. And when it's not, it really weighs on her. That's just the competitor in her. But also I think, when she gets in foul trouble, that just kills her mentally. So, we just got to keep encouraging her. She's doing great things even if she's not scoring. But we need to get her rolling at the same time.
And to wrap up, a couple of very physical games over the weekend. How did your team come out health-wise?
Beat up, that's for sure. You saw a lot of bruises. But other than that, nothing too strenuous.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us on the pregame show. Coming up next, we'll have the Northern Sun preview. She'll be back later to talk about tonight's opponent, Wayne State, on the Beaver Radio Network.